Yo ya lo que aquí.
I believe we're on air now. Good evening. Today is May 12th. At the City of Iqaluit City Council chambers. I opened the meeting at 6 o'clock. Thank you for coming, councillors, and thank you to the visitors, observers, and it reminded me that iPhones should be made silent. And also thank you for our interpreters, Andrew Diella and Litya Ketchuk. They will be our interpreters tonight. And before we actually start, we just lost some people. So we will observe a moment of silence for them. Thank you. We have no swearing in to do. And now, addition to the agenda before we approve it, under item 9D, removal of 9D. We won't be getting into that one tonight. We won't be appointing anyone tonight. But not until June. That's the only change in the agenda. We need a adoption of agenda motion. Moved by Councillor Stevenson, seconded by Deputy Mayor Smith. Any questions or comments? There are none. All those in favor? Motion carried. Thank you. Minutes of previous meetings, approval of previous minutes of meetings. The first one, Planning and Development COW meeting number 4 on April 21, 2026, moved by Deputy Mayor Smith, seconded by Councillor Shepherd. Comments or questions? There are none. All those in favor? Unanimous. Motion carried. Thank you. Public hearing. Number 3, minutes dated April 28, 2026. We need a mover. Moved by Councillor Shepherd, seconded by Deputy Mayor Smith. Any comments or questions? I'm seeing none. All those in favor? Thank you. Motion carried. Unanimous. And the third minutes from City Council meeting number 5, dated April 28, 2026. We need a mover to approve. Moved by Deputy Mayor Smith, seconded by Councillor Shepherd. Any comments or questions? There are none. All those in favor? Unanimous. Motion carried. Next item on the agenda, any declaration of interest? There are none. Oh, wait, Councillor Shepherd.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I have to declare for 7C, 3, and 4.
Thank you, Councillor Shepherd, for explaining that. Anybody else, any other councillor would like to declare interest in business tonight? There are none. Delegations. The Baffin Regional Chamber of Commerce. ...2026 Nunavut Trade Show sponsorship, and Tom Fitzgerald, Vice President of the Papin Regional Chamber of Commerce can come to the witness table or delegate table. Please turn on the mic and introduce yourself, please. The floor is yours.
Evening, Council. Thank you for the opportunity to speak. Deputy Mayor, Mayor, Council members, appreciate your time. Just here to speak on behalf of the Chamber of Commerce in relation to the trade show coming up. Hoping for some sponsorship. It's an important event in town in relation to how much money it can bring into the community and the benefits directly to the community itself and all its members. Just looking for your support. We hoping to use the Winter Games Arena to be able to host the event again this year. We know there were some problems with it last year, but again, hoping to get back on track and looking for your support in whatever way you see fit. That's it.
Thank you, Tom. Any questions or comments? There are no questions. Thank you for coming to present that. And I know that the city will be supporting this endeavor as we usually do every year. And thank you for coming. And we will consider your requests later on this meeting. Thank you. And also the next one. Delegate, the Nunavut Black History Society. In regards to a 2026 Emancipation Festival, they're requesting a support letter. Stephanie Bernard, good evening. Thank you for coming. You may begin.
Good evening, Mayor Awa and councillors. Thank you for this opportunity to present. We are asking for a support letter that the city has offered us in the last 3 years. We apply to a Canadian Heritage Program called Building Communities Through Arts and Culture. This year, we were planning the Emancipation Festival from the 25th to the 27th of September. The Emancipation Festival is a festival that incorporates local artisans. It helps them to be exposed, and also it provides an opportunity to show off Black history, arts, and culture once again. We also have usually Inuit artisans as well included. Last year, we were not able to include as much as we did in previous years because we had less funding. But we are hoping for this year to go back to our normal range and even increase what we offer. And based on that, I'm asking you to support the festival again this year.
Thank you, Stephanie. Any questions or comments? Thank you. And we also have a correspondence from your society this evening, and we will consider it once we get to item number 11. Thank you for coming. Now, item number 4, we have no awards and recognitions. And number 5, councillor statements. Deputy Mayor Smith.
Thank you, Mayor Awa. I will keep it brief. I'm sure he's not watching tonight. He's probably stopped watching a while ago and got bored of me, but I'd like to say a happy 70th birthday to my dad, if he is watching, so thanks.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor Smith. And also, the floor is still open for statements. On May 22, it will close at 4:30. And you can write to the city clerk at iqaluit.ca if you're interested in becoming a committee member or a board member. And the other one, the Federation of Canadian Municipalities have made a report, and we're included in that report. And that report right now is mainly talking about the Arctic. At the FCM website, they are there now. If you would like to read them, they're available. And that's it for that one.
If there are no more comments from the committee members, we'll proceed with our agenda. The first one, bylaw number 7 on our item, the first reading of bylaws, bylaw number 1036, amendment to zoning bylaw number 899 for plan 2105. There has to be a mover. Moved by Deputy Mayor Smith, seconded by Councillor Shepherd. In the first readings of the bylaws, there are no questions during the time or comments either. So if you agree with the motion made, those in favor, four in favor. Do you want to your name recorded? One abstained. if you can indicate why you abstained briefly, please. Thank you, Mayava. At our last meeting, we had a discussion regarding this, about this building that wanted to be erected, and we discussed on this, and there was a delegate from the housing. From the housing's presentation, I had a question regarding the space for parking. It's too small, and also of the building that Inuit or whoever was going to rent this, they were not informed for this purpose. I was against that, and I am still feeling like that. Thank you, Alternate Mayor Flaherty, and also in the second reading of bylaws, there is none. Third reading of bylaws, bylaw number 101025, amendment to general plan bylaw number 898 for West 40 subdivision, moved by Deputy Mayor Smith, seconded by Alternate Mayor Flaherty. And also on the third reading, there is no questions. Those in favor? All in favor? Carried. Thank you. And also, again, on the third reading, bylaw number 1026, amendment to zoning bylaw number 899 for West 40. There has to be a mover. Moved by Deputy Mayor Smith, seconded by Councillor Shepherd. Again, no questions. in the third reading of bylaws. Those in favor, all in favor, carried. Thank you. And also, Councillor Shepherd has to leave the boardroom. And I will read the bylaw. Bylaw number 1031, amendment to general plan bylaw number 898 for lots 1 and 3, block 239. There has to be a mover. Moved by alternate Mayor Flaherty, seconded by Councillor Stevenson, and again in the third reading of bylaws. There are no questions. Those in favor? All in favor? Thank you. Carried. Wait a minute. And also, number 4, bylaw number 1032, amendment to zoning bylaw number 899 for lots 1 and 3, block 239. Moved by Deputy Mayor Smith, seconded by Councillor Alucard. In the second reading of bylaws, there are no questions. So those in favor? All in favor? Motion carried. Now Councillor Shepherd can come back. Thank you. Old business, there is none. New business in this item. Request for a decision. Baffin Regional Chamber of Commerce. Dominic will be presenting or reading. Go ahead.
Council, following the presentation from the Baffin Chamber of Commerce and the RFD prepared by Brendan and myself, administration is recommended that council waive the applicable fees and support the trade show at the platinum sponsorship level. For a total in-kind financial contribution value of $18,954.40. If you have any questions regarding to the administration side, happy to answer. I'll defer any questions to Tom Fitzgerald for the Baffin Chamber side. Thank you.
Thank you, Dominic. Questions you want to move? Moved by Deputy Mayor Smith, seconded by Councillor Agluka. Questions to the motion? I see none. Those in favor? All in favor? Carried. Thank you. And also, request for decision. 2026 fiscal year. Community Economic Development Officer. Budget, Dominic, go ahead. It's you still.
Members of Council, I'm also seeking Council's approval of the Community Economic Development Officer budget for the 2026 fiscal year. As Council may be aware, the Government of Nunavut fully supports this position annually through a contribution of $190,000 to the City of Iqaluit. The proposed budget has been preliminarily approved by the Government of Nunavut. However, a formal council motion is required for it to be ratified. Thank you.
Thank you, Dominic. Moved by Councillor Shepherd, seconded by alternate Mayor Flaherty. Questions, comments? I see none. Those in favor? In favor. Carried, thank you. And also, Nancy, request for decision. Alanet Art Festival, June 20 to 2026 in kind support, Britton McNeil, Director of Recreation. Can you press the button, please?
Thank you, Mayor Iowa, and good afternoon or good evening, everyone. So today I'm presenting a request for decision in support of the Alley Nights Art Festival that's being held from June 20th to June 22nd of this year. A lot of these requests come from the Recreation Department. Alley Night has requested sponsorship in-kind donations of 40 week-long pool passes for the guest artists attending the festival. They've requested usages of tents, garbage bins, porta potties, and other festival equipment, staff resourcing, and also hosting a youth-focused drum pool party on June 19th from 3 to 5 p.m. The total in-kind contribution would be $8,566. The recommendation from staff would be to approve and support this request to further work with Alley Night to create a better event for everyone in the community. Thank you.
Thank you, Britton. Questions, comments? Moved by Councillor Shepherd, seconded by Deputy Mayor Smith. Any questions, comments? Deputy Mayor Smith.
Always happy to support this. I just wanted to comment that pool party sounds really fun, and I wish it was they had another one that I could go to, because it sounds like a great time. So. Thank you.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor Smith. This is not a question, a good comment anymore. Those in favor, all in favor. Motion carried. Thank you, Britton. And 90 was omitted, and 10 committee reports.
Governance.
Committee reports, governance and priority committee, Councillor Stevenson.
Governance and priorities committee did meet on May 5th for their third meeting of the year. I'll note that one item not captured by the motions to report tonight was that the vehicle for hire bylaw was tabled at this meeting with the intention that the committee will review that bylaw with a view to improving it to better serve Iqaluit. The one motion that is a recommendation to be accepted by this council is that committee recommends to council to approve the public engagement scope of work as presented. I move.
Moved by Councillor Stevenson, seconded by Deputy Mayor Smith to approve the minutes, the report. Any comments or questions? There are none. All those in favor? Unanimous approval. Motion carried. Thank you. And Councillor Stevenson, you have another one?
Okay, that's it.
Okay.
Thank you. Correspondence. Item number 11, Nunavut Black History Society request for a letter of support. Moved by Deputy Mayor Smith, seconded by Councillor Shepherd. Any questions, comments on the motion? There are none. All those in favor? Unanimous approval. Motion carried. Correspondence from the Nunavut Research Institute about scientific research. Any questions? Moved by Deputy Mayor Smith. Any seconder? Seconded by Councillor Shepherd. Any comments or questions? There are none. All those in favor? Unanimous, motion carried. And another one from the Nunavut Research Institute. Moved by Deputy Mayor Smith. Seconded by Councillor Shepherd. Any comments or questions? All those in favor? Unanimous approval, motion carried. Thank you. And correspondence from Northwest Company. It's just information. And you can read it on your own time. We don't need a motion for this one. Thank you. And now, in camera session, we don't have any business to do in camera. We need a motion to adjourn. Moved by Deputy Mayor Smith, seconded by Councillor Gluka. All those in favor? Unanimous approval. Motion carried. Thank you for coming. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you to the interpreters, Andrew and Letia. Have a good evening and enjoy the hockey game. Montreal is going to win.